Happy Valentine's Day. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Your man of love here today. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. Eric, if I can give you some advice on Valentine's Day, if I can.
Oh,
when please. When you find that special someone, find someone that their favorite color is yellow and they like silver more than gold by the sign of the cross. I can't tell you how lucky I am that my wife likes yellow, so tulips, daisies, sunflowers, some roses. But she likes yellow and silver. When you look down that case and it's an $800 bracelet versus a $100 bracelet,
brilliant.
Oh, yes. And, the great thing about my wife is I'm just making meatball subs. there you go.
Somewhat cheap taste?
It's not cheap. It's good. I make good meatball subs. I mean, it's a Rhode Island thing, so they're meatball grinders, but that kind of sounded kind of dirty. And, it sounds like something you have to pay a little extra for in Eastern Europe and grab the clamp. It's one of those things, but it's a meatball sub. I get away with that tonight. And then I got the flowers, got the chocolates, nice little card.
Mm-hmm.
Taken care of. So it sometimes is that easy. Is that easy? Do you have any special plans for Valentine's Day?
I do not, no.
All right.
So I'll keep that in mind.
All right. Meatball, there's a meatball grinder waiting for you at my house.
Taking calls here at the station.
Which is, once again, sounds a lot worse than it really is. When I think of Valentine's Day and love, I think of Representative John Purcell, who is joining us right now, Democrat of the day from the great city of Bemidji. He's kind enough today to talk about his term in the House as well as his reelection campaign. Representative, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
My absolute pleasure. And by the way, we should remind everyone, you pulled off a pretty big upset there and taking, I believe it's 5A, correct?
Correct, correct.
How many votes did you win by?
Well, the original tally was 8, and I gained 3 in the recount, so 11 all together.
Woo! All right.
And I'm gonna more than double that here in 2020. So.
Well, we can only hope. I think you will, because you are one of my favorite politicians. I am very glad that you have the time to join us today. Talk about the last year you've had in the House. I mean, how has it been? Obviously, a little bit of a contentious election battle. You get in there. You are a Democrat from a relatively red district. Talk about how things have gone from your perspective in the Minnesota House.
Well, I believe that, all things considered, that we did a good job, and it took all of us, the House and the Senate and the governor, to make it happen. But we did a good job for Minnesota. Could have done more, and we're trying to do more now. In this part of our 2020 session, and so yeah, I felt pretty good about being back there, number one, being back in the House, and being named chair of Environment Policy Committee in the House, that was a high honor for me. I thank Speaker Hortman for that. And so we're moving ahead with a lot of good things. And I'd say in 2019, the thing that stands out for me is that we were able to maintain health care for all Minnesotans. And that's an ongoing challenge, as you know.
Oh, yeah.
It takes some funding to do that, but I'm one of those who believes that health care is a right. If we look through a lens of humanity, it's a right, and we have to make sure that folks that need health care have access to it. I tell you, I'm a disabled Vietnam vet, and I have the VA for my health care. That's government health care. It's pretty good health care. So when folks say, well, the government can't do this, can't do that, well, the government does some things pretty good, and VA healthcare is one of them.
And by the way, thank you for your service. I'm U.S. Army, Gulf One. So I thank you.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
My pleasure. I think one of the things, is it safe to say, I think Republicans are terrified of health care during election year cycles. So the fact that you guys were able to keep the Republicans at bay last year with health care, pretty much, I don't think they're going to, they know it would be political suicide for them to go out there and talk about cutting health care in 2020 during an election cycle, correct?
I agree with that, yes.
All right. I think so. You know, once again, I think putting that in perspective, the fact that you guys held the line, were able to keep health care in 2019 is good. I also want to jump back really quick to the fact that you're the chair of the Environmental Committee. I think it's wonderful. Minneapolis-St. Paul, there's a lot of people that are environmentally conscious down here, but I think it is vitally important that the people that are, you know, as the DFL goes, that are in charge of some of these committees are people that are on that front line of the environmental fight. And where your district, where you're coming from out of your district in 5A, you're talking about not only do you see the wilderness that you're trying to preserve, you also have unfortunately seen, you do see cases where the environment has been abused, and you can see the damage that gets done if we're not careful with this. Talk about that, your perspective as being an outstate DFLer running that committee in the House.
Well, the environmental degradation knows no boundaries, and certainly there are water quality issues in all parts of our state, and we have to be diligent in ensuring that we're preventing as much environmental degradation as we can, and that's an ongoing challenge. I mean, atmospheric deposition, as you know, that's where we get most of the mercury that makes our 20-inch walleyes inedible safely for women of childbearing age and children. And I think that is that there isn't anything that troubles me more than that fact that we've got mercury in our fish and it's still coming to us. And it's a bigger issue than just Minnesota, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got our share of Superfund sites, if you will, over on Leech Lake Reservation, little town of Castle Lake. There's one of the worst Superfund sites in the country, let alone Minnesota. It's what I call an Agent Orange Superfund site, and I say that because of my Vietnam vet experience. But dioxin, which is the bad news chemical in Agent Orange. So we've got our share of those issues. I'll tell you one thing that I'm pushing, and I'm going to have a lot of co-signers, I think, on this bill. It's a bill that is just getting ready to be dropped here, but it's for no net loss of forests in Minnesota. And similar to the no net loss of wetlands, that the bill that was enacted here, golly, a couple decades ago now, I think. But it's something that we need. If we keep losing forests, we don't have the habitat. So I'm getting support from the forest industry and across the board for a bill like this. So, and that's environmental quality protection. The best way to do it is to not lose it. So forests are good, you know, roots in the ground.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about the forest industry. When you talk about this, I mean, this is something I've read about in Washington State, Oregon, as well, even up in Alaska. The forest industry understands. I mean, there's no value. If you cut it all down and there's nothing to replace it, they're going to go out of business. So they themselves, a lot of these forest industry people, that there's a concerted effort for them to basically make sure that they have a product, which means basically sustainable forestry.
Correct. And in the same vein as we're now learning and flashing back to the 50s and 60s when I was still on the farm as a kid, and we knew how to farm without chemicals, now we're seeing sustainable agriculture coming back. And one of my favorite folks that I heard, and it was in a Star Trib article here a month or two ago about a farmer doing regenerative ag, and he said, "I knew I was doing something right when I had earthworms again." And oh, it's simple. This isn't rocket science. So there's a lot of good things, and relearning some of the old ways, if you will, are important to us.
Oh, absolutely, and I think you just nailed it on the head. John Purcell joining us. He's Democrat of the day for today from 5A up in the Bemidji area. I want to talk as well about broadband. This is something that you and I talked about in 2018 Republicans, you know, even though they promised it for 20 years, they're not going to come through on this. They're expecting private industry to fund this. And you know as well as I do, private industry, they might go into the specific towns, especially a larger town like Bemidji. But out of the community, they're not going to put up a lot of time and effort to put up broadband out in these regions. And we need to have broadband, not only for economic development, but education, medical uses. This broadband, we need to have it from you know, Lake of the Woods all the way down to Albert Lee at this point.
You bet, you bet. And there's another bill this year. I mean, every year that I can have been in the legislature, I recall having bills for expanding broadband. And we just have to keep taking a chunk at a time, because that's all we can get is a small chunk at a time. But I predict we'll make progress on that. The value, as you indicated, and I believe the value is being more and more realized, particularly by those who want to help keep our small town entrepreneurs and keep our small towns. If we lose the entrepreneurs in our small town, the businesses, then there goes the town in a lot of cases. So I think there's a bigger recognition now across the board, politically, that we need this broadband out throughout Minnesota, like you say.
John, I want to ask you, and I hope you don't mind me asking. This is not necessarily to do with you, but up in your county there, they made that vote to even though it wasn't really an issue, there wasn't any resettlement of refugees going to be happening in Beltrami County. The county there voted to prevent this from happening. I'd like to get your thoughts on this and what you think is the important thing to do for individual counties.
Well, let me say that from what I understand, and I've read some articles on it, I was not at the meeting or even in – I was made aware of the meeting that you're talking about some couple days later. I actually was out of state there for a couple days. But the issue, as can happen, it was, and you may know this, it was blown completely out of proportion by folks that just wanted to. It was, if you'll permit me, it was the idiocy of Donald Trump that prevailed in that, because they were saying, oh well, there's all these refugees that are coming to Beltrami County. Nothing's further from the truth. It was a big lie, but it was put out on social media. And that's what got everybody fired up. I don't know who's responsible for all of the negative, untruthful statements that were put out there, most of them on social media. But that's what it was about, and it just goes to show you can incite people to do some pretty silly things if you use a lot of untrue information. And You know as well as I do, we're living that day to day here with the current occupant of the White House. So it's something that's gonna go be in all of our 2020 campaign for sure.
Well, and I couldn't agree with you more. And this is the thing, that the biggest fight that we have ahead of us is the fight against ignorance. And because, you know, frankly, there's a lot of people on one side of the aisle here that want people to not exactly know what's going on. As you talk about, like, Superfund sites in Cass Lake or the need for broadband outside, they don't want people being aware of these issues. Because if they don't realize what the DFL is trying to do and trying to help people and trying to make life better for people, then basically they might have a chance. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's fighting the ignorance has got to be the biggest fight that we have ahead of us in 2020.
Yep. And we're going to do it, and we're going to prevail.
All right. John Purcell, it's 5A. Gosh, we desperately want to keep him in the Minnesota House. So here's what I want you to do. If you can, go up to beautiful Bemidji, door knock. Basically, you can make some phone calls for him, make a donation. JohnPurcell.com. That's JohnPurcell.com. It's 5A. It's Bemidji. It is a DFL seat, and we want to hold that seat in 2020. Representative, an absolute privilege having you back on the air. Anytime you want to come back, it's by my show is yours, sir.
Thank you very much. You're very kind, and we'll work hard in 2020 and get her done. So thank you.
Thank you very much, Representative John Purcell, 5A, Democrat of the day. We'll take a break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
It's the sale you love at the Electric Fetus. Now through Sunday, February 16th, take 20% off almost everything store-wide. New and used vinyl, CDs, and DVDs, clothing, jewelry, unique gifts, and more. Save 20% during the Electric Fetus Valentine's Sale. Some restrictions apply. 20% off is good in the store at 2000 South 4th Avenue in Minneapolis, as well as Duluth. Save on great music and more during the Valentine's Sale at the Electric Fetus. More at electricfetus.com.
With all the convenient big box stores that sell appliances, why do so many Minnesotans choose Warner Stellion? Check online to learn that Warner Stellion is a Minnesota family-owned business for over 60 years. Warner Stellion sells more brands than anyone else, and our passionate specialists are committed to impressing you so much that you'll refer us to everyone you know. That's our mission here at Warner Stellion. Ask around. Check us out online. And when it's your time to buy appliances, join over 300,000 Minnesota homeowners and choose the specialists, Warner Stellion.
Nick's Bar at the Nicollet Island Inn is proud to announce a delicious addition. You can now combine their famous tenderloin burger and fries with the renowned Blanton's, the original single-barrel Kentucky Straight bourbon whiskey, for only $25. But the Burgers and Blanton's experience is only for the month of February, so gather your friends and stop in at the historic, warm and comfortable Nick's Bar at the Nicollet Island Inn to enjoy Burgers and Blanton's for only $25 during February. More at NicoletIslandInn.com.
Did you realize that Drink in the Style is available on iTunes, Google Play, and pretty much every other podcast platform out there? You can listen to past episodes of Drink in the Style, or maybe download our really cool martini glass graphic, or just listen to your favorite episode again and again. But if you do, I need to ask you for a quick favor. Hop online and give us a 5-star rating. It helps others find the show and also boosts my fragile ego. Drink in the Style. It's a great way to kill Sundays, or really, anytime at all.
I'm Nick Slavik, proprietor of the Nick Slavik Painting and Restoration Company. I've been a craftsman for more than 25 years. My company has been awarded more than 5 national awards for craftsmanship. You won't find somebody who loves their job more than me. I've devoted my life to my family, my craft, my business, and to the people who trust me with their projects. And I'm happier for doing it. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com to learn more.
Brilliant, man. John Purcell. Ugh. Man. I'm going to just say this, and I know that I'm just going to say, Metro area DFLers, you only wish you were as DFL as John Purcell. You only wish you were as DFL as Purcell. Oh, God. Just what a brilliant representative. What an absolute, and like I said, he won by 11 votes, 11 freaking votes. Do not tell me elections don't matter. Your vote doesn't matter. 11 people. It was 8 before the recount. 8. And trust me, they are desperately going to go on out there and try everything in their power to get that seat back. That is a seat that the Republicans were going to target. And whether or not they're going to be able to pick that up, well, it depends on us. Do we want John Purcell back in the House? Me, I say yes, yes. Well, then, what are you going to do to help him? What are you going to do? What are you going to do to help all these DFLers throughout the state? 952-946-6205. Yeah, Gary is in here early today. Gary is in Minneapolis. Gary, welcome on into the show.
Yeah, Matt, I saw some good news. They're saying, you know, Bloomberg wants to be president, but much more than that, he wants to make sure Trump don't get in instead of be president. So whoever gets the nomination, I hope he throws his weight behind him. And I got another thing to say. I know one other billionaire that Trump and him can't stand each other. That's that guy at Amazon. I know he's kind of Jesus. A jerk, too, but if he could help us out, too, maybe. Who knows? Because Trump is, Bloomberg says Trump has destroyed what's left of our republic.
Thank you very much, Gary. I will say this, and once again, not an endorsement, but Hartman and I yesterday talked about this. Those ads that Bloomberg have, that dude has an inter highway into the psyche of Trump, and he knows how to kidney punch that guy mentally. I mean, he is and he's buying time on Fox News. That is the best. He's buying time on Fox News. And you just do you remember Batman 2, the Michael Keaton Batmans, when he took on the Penguin and Danny DeVito was the Penguin? There's a scene where Danny DeVito's Penguin is sitting in a little car, and he's trying to make the – he's having a temper tantrum because he's trying to control the Batmobile, and he can't do it anymore because Batman has pulled off the remote control device. Do you know the scene I'm talking about at all, Eric?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch that scene because that's – imagine what his Trump is like when Bloomberg ads come on. This is a furiously angry, you know, orange-faced, you know, baboon's caboose hair covered – president. That's what you get. Oh, all right. Speaking of politicians, this one is a pretty big one. And this one has actually put me into some thought processes for the day. Republican State Senator Paul Anderson will not seek another term this November, shaking up the race for the suburban swing district already expected to be a battleground, the fight for control of the Minnesota legislature. In a statement released on Friday, the Plymouth Republican said he's determined his personal and professional life require greater attention than serving the legislature, and a demanding year of campaigning currently allows. Anderson, a business owner and the former top aide to Governor Tim Pawlenty, won election in his seat in the western suburbs by 195 votes in 2016, a close margin combined with the recent victories of Democrats. Forecast the competitive race this fall. Hillary Clinton carried Senate District 44 with 60% of the vote in 2016. So Anderson, okay. The first thing I said, Anderson, you know, first of all, is he sick? You know, is it a case where a family member is sick or something like that? Because that was the first thing I thought. You know, it's like, oh, God forbid he's sick or a family member is sick, because that's not, no. Yeah, that's never good. But it doesn't sound like that. Which then leads me to the obvious point. The GOP's own internal numbers have already shown that seat's gone. And here's what I'm going to say is the best chance the GOP has of holding that seat, 44, is with the incumbent. That is the best way to hold that seat. It's going to be very difficult. Oh, I'm sure they're going to get some Republican goes, I'm really a lot like the Democrats. I'm sure there's going to be someone like that. But when you look at how things are going to play out this year, because once again, and when you talk about presidential election years, it's the down ticket gets really dragged along by the president. And when you've got Trump sitting there, and Trump, since he was acquitted, still guilty, but acquitted by the Republicans in the U.S. Senate, he has been the worst nightmare for Republicans this election season, because I'll touch on him in a little bit, but he's now admitting it. Yeah, I sent Rudy Giuliani over to Ukraine. I did that. He's now admitting what he's been saying he never did. He's now admitting it freely. He's trying to control the Department of Justice and trying to prosecute his political enemies. Very, very scary dictator kind of stuff. And the reality is that that's not going to play well in the suburbs. It just won't. It might play well in far western Minnesota, up in some rural town where get 'em, that sort of thing. But it's not going to play well in the suburbs. And so the Republicans, it must show that the only way for a Republican to win is for them to basically become a Democrat. And Anderson, who's, you know, like I said, he was an assistant to Pawlenty, I don't think he wants to do that. And so it's the easier way to go. I didn't lose. I resigned. I retired after one term. That's one and done. You know, you're doing a James K. Polk there. But, you know, the Republicans' numbers must show that they are going to get throttled in the metro area. Which is going to be interesting. And we've already talked to a few of the candidates from District 56, which is Dan Hall, and that jackass needs to be thrown out of the Minnesota Senate. Now, if I'm not mistaken, there's a 3-seat majority for the Republicans in the Senate. If they lose Anderson and then they lose Hall, and there's, I think, what, 3 more metro area seats which are going to be targeted strongly by the Democrats, and you got Donald Trump saying, yeah, I broke the law, what you going to do about it? And that's the top of your ticket. You know, I'm not going to count any chickens before I hatch, because those are going to be some tough seats, and they're going to be trying to flip some of the Democratic seats too. But I will say this. If you are the Republicans, the numbers must just be terrifying. The numbers just must be terrifying. And as a matter of fact, what's interesting is I got this note from the DFL today. Powered by support of Minnesotans across the state, DFL candidates and communities outraise competition by a wide margin. This is in 2019. The donations to the DFL party in 2019, $8 million. To the Minnesota Republican Party, $2.5 million. The DFL House picked up $1.7 million. To the GOP House, $1 million, almost double. The Senate was a little closer. DFL Senate was $1.3 million, but to the GOP's $1.29 million. DFL House Caucus got $1,500,000 to the GOP House Caucus of $939,000. The Senate Caucus barely beat out the DFL Caucus by $16,000. Total fundraising for 2019, the DFL $14 million, Minnesota GOP $7.1 million, over basically double. They doubled them up. So even in these Senate races, you know as well as I do that the Senate majority leaders, especially in any kind of contested districts, they're going to take that money. They're going to take as much money as they can because they want to hold their seat. Here's my suggestion. People, please, please listen to me. Please, please, please. We have got one summer to do this, okay? In 2018, a lot of people took my advice and got the hell out of the cities and got into these rural districts. And you scared the crap out of the GOP. And yeah, some seats, 26, 28-point margins the year before, still were a pretty solid win, but it was only 12 and 13 points. You cut that in half. And the thing that happened is the minute all of a sudden those races started getting closer – These seats that the Republicans didn't think they had to spend money in, they had to spend money in. Look at the numbers. The Republicans don't have money. They might have some, you know, PACs out there that are going to try to help them out, but they don't have the money right now. If you force them to – that Drazkowski has got to spend money, and you go on down there and Miller's got to have to spend money, and you go on out there and Grunhagen's going to have to spend money, you go out into these districts where these guys are basically hoping they don't have to spend a dime of the GOP money, and you force them to have to spend money in those districts, that's money that's not spent in Dan Hall's race or Anderson's old seat. That's money that all of a sudden the DFL – you're taking advantage of a fight – in every district. I don't care how far red it was. You fight in every district in the state. You door knock on every house twice in this state. If you do that, because that's what we did last time in 2018. We door knocked on pretty much every freaking house in the state, and look at the results. Well, we do that again, and the Republicans don't have the money. Guess what? And you've got, you know, King Clown Car there in the White House. It's going to be a good year for the DFL. So, please, this summer, look around the state. Find some of those great state parks. We have some great ones, especially out in the west and north. Just beautiful country. Go into these areas. Spend one day helping out the DFL candidate in that district. And then spend one day enjoying some vacation time. If you do that 3 or 4 times this summer, go out and see this beautiful state. Go on out and see some of this beautiful country. Go on out there and scare the living daylights out of the GOP in districts they never thought they were going to have to spend a dime in. Well, I can tell you right now, it's going to be pretty big majorities for the DFL in the Senate and the House if we do that. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
At Better Futures Minnesota, we transform the lives of men and support Minnesota's environment by working towards zero waste. Our approach reaffirms each man's dignity and supports self-sufficiency. Better Futures Minnesota is a work training model. Through our reuse, retail warehouse, and supervised work crews with specialized in residential and commercial building deconstruction, property maintenance, appliance recycling, and janitorial services, we demonstrate ways to employ hard-to-employ men on a pathway to independence. Hire our work crews at BetterFuturesMinnesota.com.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak.
And I'm Adam Ostrowski.
We are here at Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces to talk about the joy of live fire cooking. Cooking over a live fire is the oldest and most basic form of cooking.
What's new is in the way a fire is handled and its heat is managed.
It's easier to experience and enjoy the smell and taste of food cooked over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces sells and installs live fire grills, fire pits, and ovens. Let us help you experience the smell, the taste, the fun of cooking with fire.
Pizza was first made and is still best made in an open fire oven. The radiant and conductive heat of a live fire is unmatched for wood roasting and baking artisan breads, too.
Come see the many ways you can cook over a live fire.
Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces has over 35 working wood and gas units on display at the corner of East Franklin and Riverside Avenue in Minneapolis. More information at woodlandstoves.com. Find the fire that works for you. Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces, out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
Hi, this is Evelyn. Dad, I will not say this next line.
I will friend you on all your social media sites.
Fine. My dad, Matt McNeil, is hotter than Billie Eilish right now.
I'm the bad guy.
No argument here. My dad loves a great value. That's why he loves the Rudy Luther Toyota Luther Advantage card. It saves our family money all year long.
You'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes with the Luther Advantage card. Get one at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
I'm Rick Unger. You've heard the screamers. You've heard the shouters, the haters, the beraters. Well, now it's time to listen to a real conversation, a rational conversation. Now it's time for the Rick Unger Show.
Listen to the Rick Unger Show every weekday from 5 to 7 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. Stream at am950radio.com or search KTNF on the TuneIn app.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Great Wall Restaurant is the localminnesota.com restaurant of the week. Fantastic Chinese food over on 45th and France, right on the Minneapolis-Edina border. Also, great Szechuan and Peking dishes. If you'd like to go try that, by all means, fantastic food there. GreatWallRestaurant.us, GreatWallRestaurant.us. It's the Great Wall, the eatlocalminnesota.com restaurant of the week. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Is the phone number. Briefly, let me touch on the what I mentioned before with Trump, because my God, first of all, good news today: the Army has basically told Trump to blank off because they will not, start an investigation into Vindman just because they can start an investigation into Vindman. They're just not going to do that, and so that's good news. But when you look at Trump, since it really is bizarre. It is absolutely bizarre the way that this guy, how brazen he is at this point on what he is demanding that is, it be done. First of all, he is. I want to stop everyone. Pull back for a quick sec, okay? Remember when Republicans for years screened conspiracy theories which aluminum manufacturers could only dream up, okay? Tinfoil hat people were like, whoa, where'd you get that from? Because Bill Clinton was on an airport tarmac with then Attorney General Lynch for 20 minutes, and if you heard the paranoid conspiracy theory, they sat there and for 20 minutes they decided which one of us 330 million people are going to live and die. They did this. I mean, the real allegation was that there was some sort of improper conversation that had where Bill Clinton ordered Attorney General Lynch to drop any investigation into Hillary Clinton, which, by the way, funny story, even under the Republicans, they couldn't find anything on Hillary Clinton. Funny story, there was nothing there. But needless to say, none of that actually happened. But don't tell a Republican, because they were like, Attorney General Lynch needs to be arrested, and Obama needs to be arrested, and Bill Clinton needs to be arrested, and Hillary needs to be executed. And that is what they were like, because how dare you violate the independent nature of the Attorney General and the Department of Justice? Oh, ha, ha, ha. I remember those days. Oh, God. Today, Trump is ordering and Attorney General Barr is complying with Trump's commands that his buddies who have been convicted of crimes should not be held accountable for the crimes they have been convicted of doing. Of course, Roger Stone was the first one where all of a sudden and by the way, this morning I saw Fox 9. They did a thing with Fox News, and who's the Fox News Sunday that does that. God, I can't remember his name. The guy looks like a Romulan. Anyway, that dude, he basically Romulan, you know, him. Needless to say, he basically he was saying, well, the 9 years that they were going to testify, well, that's a long time. Actually, no. The sentencing guidelines said that they could have requested up to 50 years in jail for Roger Stone. They were only requesting 7 to 9 years in jail for Roger Stone. So it wasn't some sort of extraordinary prison sentence. It was actually a fairly light prison sentence considering the crimes he had been convicted of. And they basically and he ordered Barr to prevent his buddy from going into jail for too long. And then I think what we're seeing here is an understanding that Trump, unless he absolutely has to, does not want to have to pardon these guys, because he doesn't want – because any kind of legacy he has, all your co-conspirators in crime basically get pardons. There's no way you're going to be able to positively spin that in history. There's just no way. So I think they're trying to get these down to where, well, they gave them a warning, and that's it.
Are you thinking of Brian Kilmeade?
No. Kilmeade's an idiot. I'm not talking about the dog-faced pony boy. I'm talking about the Romulan.
Deucey?
No. This is Fox News Morning. I'm talking about the Sunday show.
Oh, okay.
The guy that's actually every once in a while he does an interview that's actually kind of good, because every once in a while he remembers he's a journalist. God forbid. About the most neutral guy since they got rid of Shepard Smith. There, I can't remember who that guy's name is. Anyway, Romulan. All right, just look for the Romulan guy. Anywho, but now, in case you missed the other story here, apparently you have a case where Bill Barr is now asking for an external lawyer to review the Flynn conviction. They got him convicted. And reminder, Flynn was dead to rights. He was actually basically running while Obama was still in office. He was basically undermining Obama policy and trying to set up deals. And didn't Flynn, wasn't he part of that group that was trying to kidnap that Turkish imam out of New York and, you know, have him kidnapped by the Turks back to Turkey so he could be assassinated by them? Yeah, you know, he was pretty much dead to rights guilty, and he's been convicted of being guilty, and now he's basically, they're trying to undo that. And of course, Manafort, I guarantee you Manafort's going to be coming up here before too much longer. On top of that, Trump himself has admitted that Giuliani, now reminder, when the evidence came up that Giuliani was going over there, and that no one could deny that Giuliani was running a second State Department in Ukraine, trying to get this one ambassador out, trying to get dirt on Joe Biden. And Trump himself was like, I have no idea what's going on. I never sent him over there. That was his official defense. And when you hear the Republicans, when they got up on and they did their little speeches of why they're going to vote not guilty, they all said, Trump says he has no idea about this. I'm going to at least, respect the fact that he's not lying. Well, no, he's lying. Because a week after he's been acquitted for the crime, he is now freely admitting, yep, indeed, I coordinated and organized this. I sent Rudy Giuliani over to Ukraine to go get dirt on the Bidens. You know, all you guys on the right, you're just massive hypocrites. And I can't wait. I mean, seriously, everyone listen, okay? When the Democrats do take back over again, and that all of a sudden they start saying, well, there was an email that was somewhat questionable that was sent from the White House to the Department of Justice. Why are they violating the independent nature? You just look at them and go, look at you. Look at you all of a sudden acting as if all of a sudden, no, that independent Department of Justice, when you yourself were saying the Department of Justice is basically a branch of the president administration, so they should do exactly what the president says. There isn't going to be a damn thing these Republicans can portray outrage with that you will not be able to immediately serve them an old country buffet's worth of irony back in their faces. And by God, do it. By God, rub their noses in it. Make sure they never can escape that they were behind the worst president in the history of mankind. And that if, you know, you just say, oh yeah, and here's what you should say. Well, are you going to say that Trump should be put in jail then? Well, no, because when he was doing – No. What Trump did was 1,000 times worse than whatever you're upset with the Democrats. So are you going to call for Trump to be put into jail? Shut up! Shut up! Don't – you Democrats, you liberals, I hate you. Just drink it in. Oh, manna from heaven, people. Manna from heaven. Rub it in their faces. It's going to be delightful. Susan is in Northeast Minneapolis. Susan, thanks for holding. Welcome on into the show.
Hi, I just wanted to comment about the process, the whole Democratic primary process.
Sure.
And how it makes my blood boil.
Okay.
That Bloomberg kind of waltzes in here with his money. I feel like the rest of the candidates had to duke it out on stage with 10, 12 others in these debates, and that they've all worked so hard. And then for someone to come in with their money, it's upsetting to me. It seems like the DNC values money over a fair process. I'm troubled with that.
I want to hold on. Don't go anywhere here. Here's what I'm going to say. First of all, the DNC, if you look at what happened in Iowa, and now it sounds like the DNC was in charge of that entire debacle with the app over there, then they basically do some kind of, strategy session and allow the Republicans to film the entire thing. The DNC has got their own problems right now, which have not really much to do with the presidency and this nomination. The problem is not so much that of what Bloomberg's doing, because Bloomberg technically can do this. And you could have done this in 2016. You could have done this in 2012. You could have done this in 2008. It's just very rare that you get someone that has the money that they can do this with. But at the same time, I think the problem is that I feel that there's a lot of people, and Susan, can I ask, do you care to share which candidate you're leaning towards at this point?
Sure, I'm a Bernie supporter.
All right, this is something I'm hearing from a lot of Bernie supporters, because they're feeling like, okay, now, hey, it looks like we're doing really well. Nevada probably will go for Bernie. It'll be interesting to see how it does in South Carolina, but he's going to take a bunch of the states on Super Tuesday, that's for sure. So that being said, and Susan, thank you very much. I appreciate the phone call. I think that the Bernie supporters are upset because that they feel as if the one candidate at this point who really could stop them – and by the way, I wouldn't sleep on Buttigieg. I really wouldn't sleep on Buttigieg at this point. But they feel as if the one candidate that can stop them is Bloomberg. Now, whether or not Bloomberg can or cannot, I don't know. I mean, I guarantee you this, those same Bernie supporters who are like, I can't stand Bloomberg, if Bloomberg doesn't win, are going to be the first one saying, why isn't Bloomberg spending more money for my candidate? I mean, so, you know, double-edged sword, okay? You know, before you say, go away, reminder, you're going to be saying, come on back before too much longer, because you're going to love the fact that if, say, Bernie is the nominee, you will love the fact that Bloomberg seems to be willing at this point to spend tons of money to get underneath Donald Trump's skin, and it's delicious. But that being said, once again, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, Bloomberg. I don't care. I will gladly vote for any of those candidates. And you know why? Concentration camps are in the United States, where Latino kids are being yanked away from their parents, put into cages. There are thousands of Latino kids who have been sexually assaulted by the guards and the personnel of these facilities, and people are dying because they don't get proper food or health care. And if by God, we do not stop this now, it will get 1,000 times worse before 2024. We already see how emboldened this guy is. So I can understand if you're a Bernie supporter, you feel as if you got the front, you're kind of leading the pack at this point. But you see this guy Bloomberg with a lot of cash on the sidelines, and it concerns you. The reality is. Let it play out. It'll be interesting to see how Bloomberg does on Super Tuesday. But that being said, I don't care. I'll vote for Bernie. I'll vote for Bloomberg. I'll vote for any of them because, dear God, we have got to change this. And if you refuse to vote for the Democrat because your candidate didn't get picked, well, then you're endorsing concentration camps in the United States where children are dying and being sexually assaulted. End of story. End of discussion. It really is. Let's go win this. 952-946-6205. It's Take a Break. Come on back. It's the Matt McNeil Show on AM 950.
It's the sale you love at the Electric Fetus. Now through Sunday, February 16th, take 20% off almost everything store-wide. New and used vinyl, CDs and DVDs, clothing, jewelry, unique gifts, and more. Save 20% during the Electric Fetus Valentine's Sale. Some restrictions apply. 20% off is good in the store at 2000 South 4th Avenue in Minneapolis, as well as Duluth. Save on great music and more during the Valentine's Sale at the Electric Fetus. More at electricfetus.com.
Get a head start on this year's Blue State Ball by having dinner with me, Tom Hartman, on Saturday, February 22nd at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. It's your chance to discuss with me the big issues facing the country in a small, intimate setting. You can guarantee your spot at the February 22nd dinner by pre-purchasing a ticket for $200. Tickets are very limited and will go fast. So reserve your spot now by calling 952-946-8885. More details at am950radio.com.
My favorite meal of the day is breakfast, and for morning vittles, I head to Milton's 36 and Douglas in Crystal. My favorite is either the rib scrambler, scrambled eggs with ribs, portobello mushrooms, jalapenos, and pepper jack cheese, or the steak and eggs. My wife loves the pepper jack creamy grits and the stuffed avocados with poached eggs cradled in avocado halves. The kids love the French toast or the stuffed French toast filled with fruit and cream cheese. Top it off with coffee done my way from the Milton's Coffee Bar, and I'm ready for the day. Breakfast is waiting for you at Milton's, 36 and Douglas in Crystal.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
There you go. Valentine's Day love for you. Thanks, Prince. It is the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950. By the way, someone reminded me, District 44, where Anderson is announcing he's not going to run again as a Republican. That's where Psycho Sarah Anderson, remember her? Oh, the crazy train herself. Wow, man. That was where she got lost. That's just a shame. That's such a shame. And both the DFLers won those districts handily. So their numbers must be showing that that's bad. They must be showing. I do want to make sure, just really quick to Susan, all you guys who are bashing on Bloomberg right now, like I said, if you're a Bernie supporter or if you're Amy Klobuchar or if you're Buttigieg, no matter what, come the general election, you're going to want, you know, Michael Bloomberg to spend the money on it for you. And, you know, I already guarantee there are going to be some people out there's like, why isn't the millionaire billionaire that I called the scourge of the earth and the worst person since Hitler, why isn't he helping my candidate? You know, it's like, I don't know. Gee, why? What do you think? You win more people over with sugar than you do with vinegar. I'm just going to let you know, just FYI. We got a lot of things coming up here, and I'm going to finish out the show today just by talking about the next few weeks because we are just chock full. Eric, do you know where we stand with the Tom Hartman dinner coming up next Saturday, a week from tomorrow?
There are still tickets available.
Not many. Not many. All right. Okay, so we're going to start with that. A week from tomorrow, on the 22nd, I believe that is, we, of course, have Tom Hartman's coming into town for the Blue State Ball, which is sold out on the 23rd. But if you do want to have some time with Tom Hartman, the way you can do that is joining us for a Tom Hartman dinner. This is going to be over at Crooner's Lounge and Supper Club. Fantastic location, great food. It's $200, but that includes your dinner, drinks, and an intimate conversation with Tom Hartman, where you can sit and talk about his new book, talk about the election, talk about politics. And, you know, you're going to have a great time. We've done this with – we've done this with breakfast in the past, but this time it was a dinner option, and it's been a blast in the past. So if you still want to see Tom Hartman, but you don't have tickets to the Blue State Ball, this is your opportunity. You need to call the radio station, though, to get tickets. That's 952-946-8885, 952-946-8885, and we are anticipating that selling out too. So if you do want to do this, this is something you've been thinking about – you probably don't want to wait too much longer to get your tickets for that. Then, of course, Blue State Ball, which is unfortunately sold out. I am planning on social media. If you're not going to be able to be there, I'm going to have as much social media stuff as I can get out there. I'm presuming the AM 950 station pages as well. We'll get a bunch of stuff uploaded and stuff. So we'll have a lot of fun with that. We'll, you know, keep you up to date on that. Then I believe the next Tuesday is the caucus. Now, a reminder, we changed it in Minnesota. The caucus is for everything in Minnesota except the presidential race. All right. That's going to be on Super Tuesday a week later. But on Tuesday, that would be the 25th, we're going to have the caucus going on in the state. So a lot of going on there. Then we have got coming up here on Super Tuesday, a huge deal. We have got the Devil's Advocate. If you listen to the evenings here, Devil's Advocate, they come in, they great show. And they have been going around trying to do live shows wherever they've been having caucuses and primaries. They are coming into town for Super Tuesday, and they are going to do a live broadcast starting at 7 o'clock at Park Tavern in the 11th frame over there. So you can go on out there, and there's going to be a lot of states coming in, a lot of news coming in. They'll have they'll give analysis of it, talk about the winners, talk about the losers, carry some of the speeches. You want to be there. Now, there is no price on the tickets. If there aren't any tickets, you can just go in there and watch the show, which is really cool. Get there early. Get some of that delicious Park Tavern food. I'll actually start the evening out early that evening on Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. here live in studio. I'll then myself go on out there, spend some time with the Devil's Advocate guys, and we'll talk a little bit about what's going on. We're going to have special programming until 11 o'clock that night with Super Tuesday. So we want you to join us. And once again, that's a free event. So you can come out and join us at Park Tavern on Super Tuesday. Brett's going to be out there. I'll be out there. Other people will be there as well. Plus the Devil's Advocates guys will be in town for that too. So, yeah, get a calendar. We need to get Google Calendar up and running. Wonderful Valentine's Day to you. We are back on a Monday. Till then, see ya.